Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to this edition of our podcast. I'm excited to be sitting with a good friend of mine, Joseph Bojang. How are you, Joseph?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Brad.
Joseph is, like I said, a longtime friend. We meet regularly, hold each other accountable to goals, kind of. You mentor me. I don't know if I mentor you or not, but yeah, just been a good friend for a long time. We met at another company that we worked at, and Joseph has got some really neat things that he's been doing with email marketing, webchamps.net, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So I wanted to bring Joseph in and kind of have him share a little bit about email marketing. But first, Joseph, before we get into that, and just if you could, you know, kind of share your story, condense it, short version, long version, yeah. You know, just however you feel led to share.
Yeah, so I would say it started probably in 2011. Okay. I had several years of actually working in nonprofit where I was helping people in many different ways and learning how to do all type of resourcing, asset mapping for communities, while at the same time doing freelance web design work, and for a short period doing some remote work for design agencies. But in 2011, I actually decided to give this whole entrepreneurial thing a go. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, quickly found one client, which was how I met you. And mm-hmm. on my first day of doing some work for that client, it turned into something to where it's like, hey, why don't you come in and do more work for us? Mm-hmm. And in that process, I actually started getting more. This is around 2012. I started getting more into marketing. And a lot of that experience that I had from working in a nonprofit really transitioned well into working in a marketing environment where a lot of the times you're doing these tasks that are manual and you're trying to find a good way to scale a business while also working for a client. So I think that really opened my eyes to a lot of things that other entrepreneurs were doing. And from that point, I left there after some time and started working on my own work and currently doing software development with a small team. We do Scrum development and also doing a lot of email marketing and marketing automation as well.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I think when you and I first started working together, and I don't know if our numbers are correct, but we had maybe 5 people working for us. You're kind of the saving grace, and we grew it to about 18 or 20 before I left, and then you left shortly after that. So, yeah, I remember just kind of running the projects myself, and when you came in, you took it all over, which helped me a lot. So, so you've kind of been on a journey, kind of like I have, as far as learning marketing, being able to implement marketing, share a little bit about kind of WebChamps. When did you launch this?
Yeah, so, and a little bit into that backstory is when I first started doing web development around 2008, mm-hmm. we would do these large websites for some nonprofits that wanted to be like someone that was larger than them. So they would want a $40,000 website because of all the work and customization that would go into it. And we would always miss steps because they wouldn't communicate something to us, or we didn't really get all the information we needed up front. Mm-hmm. And what we would do is create a lot of bad website stories, is what I would call it, where the client really wasn't happy with the finished product, and we felt there was a lot of places that we dropped the ball. But the company I worked with at the time was okay with that. So the idea of WebChamps was actually not that I'm a champ, or, you know, this is something I started with my wife. Not that we are the best, but that we have a lot of experience, and I've seen a lot of bad website stories. And the idea started to help people get their business idea, get their, you know, mission in life, whatever they wanted online, and doing it in a way to where they were successful. And that was the original thing, was that I'm committed to helping people succeed online. in that process, I found that a lot of people would get a website going. They'd spend, you know, $3,500 to $15,000, get their website going. But then they would say, well, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. There's a billion websites out there, and I can't get traffic. Or people come to my website and they leave immediately. So the idea of actually getting into email marketing and marketing automation was a way to not so much help people get traffic to their website, but for the people who are already getting website traffic, helping them understand the user experience, helping them understand what customers are really wanting once they come there. So that was probably the really condensed version. But now it's really about helping small businesses, primarily insurance agents and financial advisors, find a way to really connect with their customer on a one-to-one relationship through email marketing and other ways.
Okay, that's great. And kind of more, so you said it's more of a relationship. And I think what I really like too about you is setting up automated processes so that you can kind of develop that relationship through email marketing, right? Just through, they sign up for an email, correct me if I'm wrong, they get an email, few days later, they get another email, gives them actionable steps of, you know, what kind of information that they want or what kind of, tells a little bit about the history.
And actually, Brett, a little bit with that. So a lot of the times, a lot of businesses we work with really don't know what they want people to do when they get to their website. So in what you were just saying, whenever someone comes to me and they say, I want to start email marketing, the first question is, well, why? Like, what do you want to do? And then it's like, well, I want to sell more of what I sell more services, sell more products. Okay, well, let's actually start with one product. Let's start with one service, because we're really thinking about a person that might want to buy a couch from you, might not want to buy a computer.
Okay.
So the idea is actually coming up with a goal in mind. So when someone does come to the website, we're really thinking about what are we trying to sell primarily and finding a way to capture that user. So yeah, it really does begin, like you were saying, of capturing that user based on a goal that we have and then informing them and educating them. Sometimes it's developing them into a customer or nurturing someone that's actually ready but not yet. And that's a big thing in any industry, is most people that come to a website aren't ready to buy when they come. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's 3 months later, sometimes it's 6 months later. So getting them to come to the website, getting them to download this offer that you have, some people call it a lead magnet, but the idea is that it's a really good, compelling offer. And then having them read that, and then over time, we have these drip programs, whether it's to educate or to tell about a business, a service. So
So when a client comes to you, you don't just throw them a package out. Hey, here's the pricing. You take them through a series of discovery questions based on...
So I actually don't have packages that I sell. I actually, it's more of an interview. It's more of a, well, this is the framework that I work with, of how we go about, whether it's marketing automation or email marketing. To put it in four different ways, I start with we plan, the play, which is actually building up everything we planned, when, and then after when we improve. So that looks different for each business, but since I mostly work with insurance agents, I have an idea of the type of campaigns that work. But then sometimes when you talk to an insurance agent yesterday, that's actually a captive agent, and their issues are different because I can't necessarily build a landing page for them because they have to use their agency's landing, or it's not even really a landing page, the website.
Okay.
So they have different issues. So that's the thing, is it's more so an interview to see if I'm a good fit for them and if they're good and if I can actually get them a result.
Because, find the win.
Yeah. Okay. And if I can't really get them a result, they're probably not a good customer for me. If they just want someone to do just general marketing, if they just want someone to get things done, I'm probably not the person for them. But if they know that they're trying to understand their business a little bit more and what their customers really want from them, and they're willing to spend a little bit of time in helping me understand their biggest pain points, then we usually start the discussion from there.
Okay, good. What's what's the one thing that's really exciting to you in your business right now?
That I'm not as good as I thought I was, and I'm learning. I'm learning so much. For a while, I mean, I'd say I really was just freelancing. And most freelancers, you charge an hourly rate. You work, you get paid. Mm-hmm. You don't work, you don't get paid. Mm-hmm. It's not a good way to have any type of security. You might as well just work for a company at that point. Mm-hmm. Only thing you're losing is maybe where you work from. So when I really tried to start growing a business, I started understanding that there's just a lot I don't know, and that there's fundamentals of growing a business and having someone like you, or even a business coach, that I'm accountable to, and I have these goals and I'm trying to reach them. So it's exciting that there's actually a way to build predictable habits to grow a business. And there's different parts of a business that I know I'm trying to get better in. Sales is one that I'm horrible.
Yeah. Or you're great.
So it's nice to learn that. So I just think learning and knowing that actually you can create a business. And if you work on things, you know, within a certain amount of time, you keep going.
That's
and
good.
You can get there. So it's hard.
Keep getting better. And yeah. It's going on. What's the best business advice that you've ever received?
Aside from the things you told me.
Right, yeah.
Fail fast.
Fail fast?
Fail fast.
Okay.
And the whole idea about that is that a lot of people have like tactics and theories and all these ideas, but they never actually do them. So when you actually start trying something, you learn what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually what makes you an expert at something, is when you've made the mistakes and you can say, hey, don't make this mistake, or hire me and I can do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And actually get your results. So I would say that. I'm going to give another one if that's okay.
Yeah,
so really trying stuff. But then once you're trying stuff, it's important. This is from a guy named Casey Graham and other people. He has a podcast called Seven-Figure CEO, something like that. So where he talks about everyone that he's interviewed, they really got to a seven-figure company by hiring a coach, someone that had gone through the process, knows where all the boulders are and the stumbling blocks, and really having advice. So you can go out and do a lot, but that gets you so far. But having someone telling you the right things to do, or when you feel that you want to stop, having someone to say, actually, that's common. It's going to happen. Being an entrepreneur is emotional, and it's going to turn around. So, yeah, finding a coach as well.
That's good. Well, you mentioned this is kind of one of the last questions, but podcast. You know, are there other podcasts besides ours that you listen to?
Yeah, besides Create the Movement, maybe, but I wouldn't know.
Right, yeah.
So I just listen to yours on repeat.
The Casey Graham, you mentioned Seven-Figure CEO.
There's one by Philip Morgan. I think it's called The Consulting Pipeline.
Okay.
I would say right now it's my favorite podcast because he talks about positioning.
Okay.
And that's something I'm interested in learning a lot about. Of course, Casey Graham's, and there's one by, I think it's Dan Miller, and it's called The Multiplier Mindset. They're really short podcasts, around 4 to 10 minutes, depending.
Okay.
And it's just like he finds every word that he, it's just amazing. I guess I could say that, but every word that he says, he's really using it, and it's very powerful, and I think it can help anyone.
Awesome. What about books? Any specific books?
Books. Wow. I thought about this, but now it's hard to say. I'm reading one. I just started one called Lean Customer Development.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what I do is really understanding the customers. The main question of lean customer development is not what or when you're going to sell someone a product or service, but actually, will they buy it?
Okay.
So it's about creating some hypotheses about your customer, interviewing them, and trying to prove them wrong. Okay. So that's one. The other book I recently read was called Crucial Conversations.
Okay.
And that is a really good book whenever you're working in any environment where there's how they call it is high stakes, high emotion. And there's one third one I can't remember right now, but there's times when we don't want to have certain conversations because we think someone's going to not want to engage with us or it's going to impact the relationship. So they have like some really good case studies and advice on how to get past that so that both sides win. And I think it's really good when there's a lot of collaboration happening. When I am not necessarily providing a website anymore, or I'm not doing SEO or those types of things, there's times that I may want to shy back, but this kind of gives me the tools to actually, you know, ask the right questions so that a project moves forward and is successful.
Awesome. Well, Joseph, is there anything else that I missed that you can think of? Kind of short and sweet.
Yeah, I would say if anyone wanted to contact me and ask any questions about marketing automation or email marketing, they can contact me at webchamps.net. I think you said that.
You also have a an online or a course.
I do.
Yep.
I do. That's online. Right. Thank you for knowing me better than me. So there, I did.
It's a free course, right?
Yeah, I have a free course on email marketing. Mm-hmm. And I just finished the first revision a few months ago. I've been in the process, meaning I haven't done anything yet, but I have hopes to revise it, make it a little bit better for readability and being able to follow through the course much more easily. So, yeah, you can get that on the website as well.
Right. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Joseph.
All right. Thank you. Create the Movement.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.